The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Minor technical difficulty dealing with there off the air, but we're here. We are here. We're having fun. We are getting ready to rock and roll here. A couple good things going on. We talked to the winner of the adult muzzleloader contest this week, and Dexter, and he was very, very kind, very nice fella. And Derek. And he was very kind to offer his muzzleloader back to be given away to someone, and very specifically wanted it to go to a youth. So we are going to extend the muzzleloader contest to youth only for the next couple of weeks. At the end of December, we will give away the beautiful CVA Optima V2. In Realtree camo with scope mount and the nitride barrel to some lucky youth listener, and you can nominate your favorite youth hunter in your family to receive that muzzleloader. That would be cool. So we are keeping everyone who has entered already as a youth on the list from the last month or so, and we'll continue to receive nominations from youth hunters. That's a person 16 or under in your family to win a muzzleloader. So you have a second chance at the muzzleloader. All those of you who've called in and nominated your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and nephews and loved ones, we will be able to do that for you. Good morning. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Just started a little cold there this morning. Didn't really mean to do that, but we will be, rolling here pretty quickly. And coffee's poured. The day has started. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about firearms and everything else. So we're just going to start it off with telling you about a couple of things. Our new sponsor for a couple of weeks is going to be Russum Furniture Auctioneers. Visited the auction site yesterday, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, and did my own little walkthrough of the upcoming sportsman's auction for January 1st, Wednesday, January 1st. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gracious. The guns, the decoys, the artwork, the fishing tackle, goodness gracious. There is so much stuff. 800 lots, including half a dozen or so of my decoys that I put on the auction. There was a .22 rifle that I owned that's on the auction, and there's a lot of stuff here I could put on there. But this is a trial for me. Never put anything in an auction before. But boy, I'll tell you what, I hope that it all goes well, and I hope that all of our listeners are able to either attend the live auction or, a bid online. And I will give you that information right now. The New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. It starts at 11 a.m. at Russum's Auctioneers, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com. That is an auction service that helps you bid. And follow the Facebook page for updates, which is Russell's Furniture. Modern antique fire, modern and antique firearms. Not only are there rifles and shotguns, some of them new in the box, there are muzzle loaders, there are handguns. I got to look at all that stuff. And many, many hundreds of decoys. Not only working decoys, but decorative decoys as well. A lot of artwork, hundreds of items for the outdoors, including bins and bins of vintage fishing tackle, old stuff. I mean, rare stuff, stuff that you will not find anywhere else. And this is quite an amazing array of fishing tackle. So HiBid.com, HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Now, don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore with over 800 lots being sold over 2 days. Live auction, then there'll be the online auction, or vice versa. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. That's Russum Furniture Auctioneers. Call 410-928-3415 for Russum's Auctioneers. Again, that's 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year, and it might be. So that's that. You'll be hearing that a couple times each hour, and hopefully you'll be able to attend one way or the other. So what's on your mind? Here's how to get in the muzzleloader contest, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number right here. Aaron is our producer. He will be more than glad to take your call, screen your call, take your name for the youth contest. But part of that is, if you call in, you got to go on the air with me. That's right. It's very simple. Just say hi. Just say, hey, I wanted to get my grandson in the contest or whatever it might be. And we'll be glad to take that name and mark it down. At the end of the month, of course, the random number generator will take however many youth entries there are. Run it through the little, not responsible for it, whatever number comes up on the random number generator, that's the one who wins. And we did meet with Joe. Wakeham was the winner last week. We met with Joe, very nice fellow, bought me breakfast, and he wound up taking the muzzleloader that his grandson won. So that was cool. We did that right here in Easton last Saturday after the show. So 410-922-6680, last day of firearm season. I'll be headed out there this afternoon. Got some stuff to do this morning, like pick up the Christmas tree and some other stuff. And I'll be headed out there with our buddy Chris this afternoon to Cecil County and end up the season like that. You know, we're discussing the weather, the wind, the moon, all of the above. None of it's good. You know, northeast wind, full moon. Tides are off. I said all we could do is go hunt and hope the deer show up and don't pay attention to any of that stuff. And hopefully they will. We'll see what happens. I was out Thursday night, and we've been hunting with Upper Bay Gun Club, Tom Slavin, who was on the air a few weeks ago talking about Upper Bay Gun Club. And I've been a member for years. Waterfowl. You can pick waterfowl or deer. And I did a little of both a few years back when the organization was first starting. We did some really cool stuff, a lot of waterfowl hunting. There's a pond on the property we hunted the other night. Tom and I were out personally, but he sat in the stand I was in on December 1st, and I sat in the stand that Chris was in and saw some, plenty of deer. Just nothing I wanted to harvest. We kind of restricted the does on that farm. He did because there's a couple nice bucks there, and wanted to just kind of let that let everything calm down and not be running around all over the place shooting does. So that was fine, and I had plenty of opportunities. I had six does within range. Could have popped any one of them if I decided to do that, but it's his management plan, so we abide by that. Tonight it'll be one of those shoot whatever you want, and we'll see what happens. So anyway, but yeah, it was a good hunt Wednesday night. I got to see a lot, learn a lot. Saw about 300 geese on the pond, a couple of black ducks, and you know, we know that Upper Bay Gun Club is always going to provide an opportunity to take whatever you're after. So we enjoy hunting with Tom and the Upper Bay Gun Club. We do, and we'll be there tonight. So a lot of different farms. This is a farm tonight that's not been hunted, believe it or not, for deer. So looking forward to that. Be taking the CVA 308 tonight, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a chance to use that. So let's hear from our listeners. 410-922-6680. How was your call? How was your season? Cold? Yeah, mine was. Let's hear about your deer adventure. So while you're on your way, we know you're listening on your way. Big full moon up right now. I can see it right here from my recliner out the back door, and so. Just don't have a lot of subject matter here right now to talk about because it's been busy, but we'd love to hear from you, and you can tell us about your hunting adventures and so forth, and we'll see what happens. How's that sound? Yeah, December 20th, that's coming up. That's next week. December 20th to January 4th is the migratory Canada goose season and bag limits. Daily bag is 2 per day, and the Atlantic population hunt zone is widespread, of course. The late resident Canada goose season continues starting Monday, Monday through March 10th with 5 geese per day. And we're hearing some good reports, too. A lot of Canada geese coming in, being pushed by these storm fronts up north. A lot of Canada geese coming into the region. We're seeing them all over Easton here. So, good morning, John B. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Thank you very much. So, all right, while we're waiting for our first caller, you heard about Russum Furniture Auction, our new sponsor. Now you're going to hear about Backyard Billy's. Has it been cold in your house? Well, maybe. It's not been too cold in here. That's because we have it's several years old now, but working like a dream. And you get it serviced every now and again. We have a gas fireplace insert that Robin and I, after exploring a lot of options and visiting a lot of shops, we selected a Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Why there? Well, there's several other places on the shore. We visited all of them. We weren't happy with the service. We weren't happy with the way we were greeted and treated. We weren't happy with the information that we were given. We weren't happy with the lack of professionalism by some of the people that we dealt with. Some of them were okay. Some of them, the follow-up was lousy, you know. You need to be nimble and deal with your customers. And we found that Hearth America at Backyard Billy's just did that. So we wound up with the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America did the installation, including the stonework from the floor to the ceiling, the hearth, the mantle, all the way up to the top of the roof, the top of the ceiling, the chimney work, and everything else. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And you can also check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. If you'd like to have a primary or in one room primary heat source or an alternate heat source, they do a great job, no question. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the continuing cold weather. BackyardBilly's.com is the website, Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500, that's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, I've been talked to two people this week, believe it or not, about Clyde's Sports Shop. Both of them live here on the shore. Both of them been to Clyde's before. One of them was interested in a couple scopes and a new muzzleloader. One of them was interested in a a straight wall cartridge firearm. We talked about that at length. And hopefully they were both able to head to Clyde's this week and make the purchases they needed. So Clyde's, you know, is standing by for anyone and everyone. But they are your full-line Browning dealer. The high-powered rifle that's being featured right now is the X-Bolt Hunter. Bolt-action hunting rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock, matte blue barrel and action, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. It's a classic-looking bolt-action firearm. It's got the X-Bolt guts, and it is a great, great firearm for you to look at if you are interested in a new centerfire high-powered rifle. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers as well. And now another one you want to check out while you're there if you're a waterfowler, and that's the A5 shotgun. All the A5s are kinematic drive, recoil operation. Some have wood stock, some have composite stocks. The Wicked Wing in vintage camo is pretty cool looking. It's got a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and a Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel. It's got an oversized bolt release, you know, to work with your gloves, and extended invectored DS goose band choke tubes and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Sometimes you want a little different choke for goose or duck or whatever you're hunting, and an ABS case is included with the A5 Wicked Wing in vintage camo. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Halethorpe, 21227. Been around since 1957, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com. Open 7 days a week for firearms licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Visit Clyde Sports Shop like hundreds do, and you will be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo Extreme Terrain Vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your mil-spec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
That's enough. Just a little good fun there in the beginning. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. That's the dilemma we have explaining deer hunting to the grandkids, 5 and 4. They want to call everything a reindeer. And we gotta say, well, no, that's not one of Santa's deer. That's what we call a white-tailed deer. And they go, white-tailed deer, yeah. So, you know, they're learning, which is cool. So, little granddaughter, 4 years old. Pop, I want to go turkey hunting. Okay, well, do you turkey hunt? Yes, Brinley, there's a turkey right there. That's one that Grandpa got, Pop got. She says, where's the hole in it? I said, what? Where you shot it? I said, oh, okay. Oh, man, so much fun. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Giving away a muzzleloader end of the month. Yeah, we sure are. And you can enter your youth hunter in your family if you'd like. We've got a fair number of youth hunters entered already, and we're going to keep those names right on the list and keep rolling. With that, and we'll be giving away two youth muzzleloaders this year. Mr. Derek gave his back and said, make sure it goes to good use, and we will do that. We have his address. If you know, if anybody wins and would like to, you know, send Mr. Derek a note, I'm sure he would appreciate that. So that's how that goes. Okay. Time for a little coffee. Hope it's cool enough here. Just came out of the pot. How you doing, Aaron? Everything good? You sound a little low. First call. Okay, good. I was going to ask if you were a little bit lonely there, so that's good. Oh, goodness. A nice little buck show up on the camera last night. First buck on that camera I've seen in a little while. And all the big ones from September have, all the big ones have disappeared somewhere. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate that. Indeed. 410 WCBM 680. We'll be waiting to hear from whoever our first caller is. Let's see. Looking at the camera now. This one's on the upper stand. And as we speak, there's a raccoon. Two raccoons. There's a flying squirrel on the tree. They're pretty cool. They're there all the time. More raccoons. continue with the raccoons all the way down to, where's the first deer or the last deer? Oh, no, this is the lower stand, excuse me. This is a reveal. There it is, 11:52 p.m. yesterday, last evening. Nice little 6-point there on the camera with the raccoon enjoying their feast. And there's a little, that's a button buck, could be. There's a button buck that's hanging out down there all the time. Looks like him. Little small deer. Let's talk to Mark in Edgemere. Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. I'm looking. I'm looking at my trail cameras while we're waiting for the call. Trying to talk and look at the trail cameras at the same time. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Hey, it's been pretty weird this week. I've been seeing a lot of bucks with one antler shot one last night. Both of them dropped.
So, oh, my.
I thought that was kind of early.
Well, it all depends. You know, we talked about the weird rut this year. We had the hot weather. We had the, you know, a lot of activity at night. And everybody I talked to, a lot of, and I don't talk to 100 people a week, but, if, you know, everybody I talked to with knowledge has said that the deer rut was kind of protracted this year. It was a little weird, off a little bit. I don't know if you noticed that same thing or not. You know, some, one day you'll see bucks chasing, and the next day nothing. The east wind, the whole part of the whole early muzzleloader and everything else was not a fun time. But the deer are going to do what they do. They are going to breed based on the length of daylight. And when they're ready to breed, and they're still deer breeding right now. So if those bucks are done, and their testosterone levels started to drop and they're done breeding, then they're going to drop their antlers. That's just how it works. So,
exactly.
Yep. So that's what you're seeing there. The rut in their world is over. So they are starting to drop their antlers. So, I hope that doesn't happen. You know, we're seeing some really, really good bucks too. One of our measures shot a buck that he was on for 4 years, and somebody shot it last year with a rifle. Found it, it was in good shape. He took it with the firearm. Beautiful big deer, giant deer, and found the rifle wound was above the spine. You know, the deer dropped because it shocked its spinal cord, but got back up and was fine, healed up, and he found a big wound in its neck that he got from fighting. And so this was a tough old bruiser, but he was able to take that deer, probably at least 4.5, maybe 5.5 or older. Big deer was taken on public land the other day at a special hunt up there. Why can't I say the name of that? Big 12-point on a special managed firearms hunt. I want to say Y Island, but that's not right. Anyway, that came in the other day, so people were still taking them. They're still seeing them. So, but you know, from the first till on Thursday night, same field, 4 bucks, 4 does came out for Chris. 8 altogether. Yeah, he missed one. I was there Thursday night, 4 does, never saw a buck. Tom saw 1 small 5-point. So, you know, things have changed. Things change all the time in the deer woods. And I'm sorry to hear that the antlers fell off your deer. So, but that's
happening. Yeah, not looking good, you know, because these big ones I'm looking at, I seen one the other day with just half a rack. Really would have been a nice wall.
Yeah.
Nice wall hanger, but unfortunately it only had one rack, so. That wasn't going to happen.
And that's what you got to watch out for this time of year, too. I mean, really take your binoculars and look them over if you're considering shooting a doe, because it could be a big shed buck, you know, especially if it's an outsized, oversized doe, and you're looking at this thing, you know, man, there's a lot of meat in the freezer, and you shoot it, and you get up to it, and it's a shed head. That's not a good sign. I've taken a couple of those on managed hunts that have, you know, late hunts in late January, February. You think they're doe, you know, you see them coming, you take them, and you go over, and you know, there's the scabs on top of their head. You go, ah, man, well, you know, that's just management hunting. But that's, if you remember, a few years back, there was legislation that opened the season, I think in one or two counties, Southern Maryland, if I recall, that had a firearm season open in March. I don't know if you remember this or not. It was just a couple counties. And, you know, the guys were complaining, oh, man, they're out there shooting these antlerless deer in March, and they're bucks. And they were, you know, and the season got shut down quickly after that. But it was not a good scene. So, but interesting call, interesting comment. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the problem with crop damage permits, too. You know, I wait until later in the season to take them.
Yeah.
For the same reason. I try to lay off after, this month.
Yeah.
So I don't take the bucks. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to make it right for the farmer. So, unfortunately.
Well, for those people who want crop damage, yeah. I've taken a couple deer on crop damage permits, but I've always taken them in the season, and then it's like, well, don't burn your tag on that. It's like, well, I got 10. What's the deal, you know? What's the problem?
Right.
You know, and they say, well, no, here, use my crop damage permit. I got to send in a report. It's like, oh, okay, you know. But, yeah.
So you get the same amount next year, you know, you got to fill them.
Yeah, you got to fill those tags. I understand. So, I mean, I have nothing against crop damage when it's done right. I do have a big problem when it's the deer's not utilized and wasted. That's when I have issues with it. So,
absolutely. And also, when we do it, we pick the mature does because they're the one giving two to three burps. You know.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, that's our best option for us to keep the herd down. Instead of killing the little ones,
that
could be a button
bump. Yeah, well, I'm assuming it's part of your lease too, to, you know, be able to have to take some does, you know, and it should be if the farmer's really serious about deer damage and that type of thing, rather than him go out and shoot them at night, or shoot them during the summer and waste them, then put farmers put it in your lease that your hunters have to take a certain number of does before they can take a buck, or part of their deal that they do take does even if they take a buck first, so
sounds good.
Make it part of the agreement, man. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. Hey,
okay, well, have a Merry Christmas.
I was just gonna say the same thing, Mark. Good hearing from you.
Yep,
take care, buddy. Yep, bye-bye. That gentleman right there is taking some really big deer. There's no question about it. He used to hunt management hunts as well. Took a giant deer one year in Charles County, if I recall. Big, big, big giant deer. So, all right, if that's the right mark, and I'm pretty sure it is. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. So, hey, you know what? There's always road hazards out there. You're always going to find that nail, that screw, that drywall screw, that bolt, that piece of metal, something. If you drive around long enough, Spurrier's Tire Service will take care of that for you and fix that tire. Most of the time on the spot, tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. That's Spurrier's Tire Service right here in Easton, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. I remember Tackle Box Tim one time called me, put a nail in his tire, kept filling it, kept stopping, filling it, stopping, filling it. I said, just stop at Spurrier's. They'll take care of it. They did. 10 minutes later, he was back on his way to Ocean City, which was pretty cool. Spurrier's features American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and everything else from Michelin to Yokohama and all of the above. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, for your truck, any make, any model. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors, if you own a trailer of any kind. You know, one of those motorhomes you pull behind, your fifth wheel trailer, whatever. If you have a landscape trailer, a boat trailer, Spurries has the tires. Any ATV, whether it's a 4x4 or side-by-side, yep, Spurries has the tires. I mean, that's what we say. That's what the title of this commercial should be. Spurries has the tires. So their 24-hour truck service, their farm service, and more has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires, or give Spurries Tire Service a call in Easton, 410-822-7384. 822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. The website is SpurriesTire.com. That's Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Hey, you know what? The New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. Starting at 11 a.m., start your new year outright at Russum's Auctioneers, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or bid online. View the online catalog coming up soon at russumsfurniture.highbid.com. They're categorizing and cataloging, all those items this week, so give it a little chance, okay? But, I mean, I was there yesterday, folks. I'm taking a little break from the commercial here. I was there yesterday. I walked around the auction. I took a couple decoys up and added them to my lot, so to speak. There are hundreds of fishing lures, vintage fishing lures and fish and tackle. There is available hundreds of decoys, both decorative and working, all the names, all the, the finest decoy names. They've got, the carvers. They've got guns. They've got muzzleloaders. I saw at least two, maybe three Wolf CVAs there that are on the auction block. And really high-quality shotguns, some really nice rifles. They didn't uncover all of them. I looked at the case of pistols. Artwork. Great artwork from, some of the greatest artists, wildlife artists you can find. And everything else, ammo, accessories, you name it. There's just all that kind of stuff there. Of course, they'll have a preview. We'll tell you about the preview. But, I got the opportunity to go in and take a look at everything. It's amazing, absolutely. You can bid in person. I mean, you can attend in person. Let me start over. New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Wednesday, January 1st, 2025, starting 11 a.m. at Russum's Auctioneers, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog soon at russumsfurniture.highbid.com, and follow the Facebook page for updates. Modern and antique firearms, many, many, many decoys, artwork, fishing tackle, hundreds of items for the outdoors. Highbid.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, with over 800 lots being sold over 2 days. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, Queen Anne's County. Call 410. One of those is online only. 410-928-3415 for Russum's Auctioneers. That's 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. More information to come as we get closer. Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, That's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on. That's what we're going to do. I think I'm going to write an article about mentoring. I mean, I don't do it every day, but I have mentored some folks throughout the last couple decades, and it's very rewarding, no question about it. So, you know, to introduce someone to hunting or stick with them in the blind or, you know, watch them kill their first goose or their first buck or whatever it might be. Yep, I want to continue that. That's for sure. It's a lot of fun. So, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Well, we have one phone call, and nobody wants to enter their kids for the their youth hunters for the muzzleloader, a free CVA Optima V2 nitride barrel camo stock with a scope mount. You're kidding. Well, we'll have to promote that a little harder this next hour, that's for sure. You can also email the entry, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you've already entered your youngster, your youth hunter, that's fine, too. You know, we're going to continue to keep that name on the list. So, if you know, we've got all the names out there. So we're looking forward to giving away another muzzleloader, that's for sure. So CVA is great. They're a good company. You know, they respond well and you know. We've been using them for years and years and years, no question about it. So, and if you could get your hands on one, yeah, you've made a good purchase, no question. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Just got an email from my buddy Joe, sent me pictures of two bucks. No hero shot, no person in the photo, but one was a beautiful, big, mature, heavy-duty 10-point. All busted up. The brow tines were busted up from fighting, chasing the doe. And then another nice 8-point, both from Talbot County. Both deer were chasing does yesterday. So those guys still have their antlers. They're still in the breeding process. And, so the rut continues. And it will. It will continue till, on into February, I'm sure, for certain deer in certain places. So don't give up hope. Muzzleloader season starts next Saturday as well. So beautiful. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Thank you. I had an interesting day yesterday. I took my. I live a little bit down from the top of the mountain, so I took my dog for a walk. We walked up to the top of the mountain, and we're turning around, coming back down. I guess somebody was up there bear hunting. These two hounds hook up with me. So they followed me all the way down to the cabin.
Uh-huh.
I got my dogs in the cabin thinking, well, they'll just, once I get the dogs in, they'll just take off. Well, they hung around the cabin. They're like, man, we want to stay here.
So really?
I called the phone numbers on the collars.
Right.
And, didn't get an answer because this signals are spotty back here at the bed.
Right.
So I said, well, I'm going to go to town. I need something to finish off this bathroom. I figure if I load the dogs up in the truck and go to town, they'll leave. Well, luckily, when I was heading out, the two fellas were driving up the driveway to get their dogs. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. What were they running? Oh, they were running bear. Oh, bear hounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't real clear why they were.
That's like the third time that's happened to me. I've had hounds show up here.
Really?
Yeah. I'm right behind me is the National Forest, so it's pretty popular bear hunting area.
Got it. Well, at least they got back to their owners, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed, yeah. And I would have, if they'd have stayed here, I'd have just brought them inside and kept them inside until I got a hold of someone.
Right.
I had that happen once before. I had a couple hounds show up here one night, like 9 o'clock at night. And I brought them in and just started making phone calls. They have collars with, the dog's registration number on it.
They have to do that legally. They have to have their dogs. Yeah. Did they have the electronic collars on them?
Yes, they did. I guess that's how the guys found them, through the GPS collars.
Yep. Yeah, that's the best way to go. Well, good. Well, that was a fun day anyway, that's for sure.
Yes, it was. They were nice dogs. I mean,
yeah,
friendly. Well,
that's good.
They're pack dogs, so, they fight with other dogs.
Yeah, maybe at least they didn't mistake you for a bear and put you up a tree. That was a good thing.
That is true. So. I think my tree climbing days like that are over.
Probably.
You never know. Yeah.
Well, I can still climb a tree, but I need a climbing stand.
That makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't do the limb to limb anymore. That quit a long time ago. So.
The limb to limb I could still do, but the shimmying I couldn't. I don't know if I could shimmy up a tree anymore.
Yeah,
I'd be able to be pretty good at that.
You can forget the shimmying, that's for sure. All right. Thanks, Chris.
Alan, have a great Christmas. I'll talk to you next weekend. And
I hope so.
After my buddy, Teddy. God bless you guys.
Hey, Teddy. See you, man. Thank you. All right. Very cool. Hey, you know what? Our friends at Backyard Billy's, they have got the stuff if you need to heat your home. If you already have a pellet stove, they've got the pellets by the bag or by the pallet. They've got some amazing gifts. It's not too late to get a gym set for the kids and set up a time to have it installed, but I wouldn't wait. If you're thinking about a new stove or a new fireplace insert, well, they've got gas, they've got pellet, they've got electric, they've got wood, and they've got freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves as well. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We say that all the time. If you got that, hole in your wall that just sucking the heat out of the room, and it's, you know, you don't feel like loading wood in there anymore. Get it filled up with a nice insert. Get a gas insert installed, you know, or a pallet. If you like a remote control, you can do all that easy, no question at all. And if you live in a housing complex where they don't allow gas or wood or pellet, they can always do it in electric, that's for sure. Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out those freestanding wooden pellet stoves. We'll just say it one more time for your primary or your alternative heat source. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow, too. Why not stop by? If you're out looking for a Christmas tree, stop by Backyard Billy's. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, the end of it anyway. Ran a little long there. Hey, folks, get out, stay out, stay safe, enjoy the outdoors. Take care of your family. Remember the reason for the season this year, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll be back after the news for more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. See you soon.